Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about what to do to increase your confidence in the bedroom.
And this quote that's been attributed to Anonymous says, "Self-confidence is the best outfit. Rock it and own it."
That's right.
And when you have self-confidence in the bedroom, let me tell you, it is a game changer. And that's what we're going to be talking about in this show. But just like we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug, this week is no different. And a hug's an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family, someone whose marriage has been transformed or has experienced restoration. And this week's hug is sponsored by HelloFresh. And HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. They make it so easy because all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits. I will tell you, that is probably Tony's most favorite aspect.
And yours.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, the nice thing with all of these recipes is that they come with pictured, very important, I'd like to know what I'm ending up with, but pictured step-by-step recipe instruction cards. Right? So they make it so easy so anybody in the family can cook. And HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And there's three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. And you're not going to spend all night in the kitchen because honestly, folks, the meals take about 30 minutes to prepare.
We just had some friends, part of the Position of the Month Club. They're here in town. And for dinner one night, we whipped up one of the HelloFresh. It was simple, sweet, easy. The four of us were able to sit down and enjoy. It was a chili. Fantastic. It was about 30 minutes. Boom. Put it together and good to go.
Absolutely. And you know what we love about being HelloFresh subscribers is that it cuts down on my grocery shopping time big time. It cuts down on my meal planning time. So if I'm spending less time at the grocery store and less time meal planning because I know that my box is going to show up and just be ready to go, there's more time for our marriage. And you know, when that box shows up, I'm all smiles because it means I don't have to answer the question of what's for dinner, Mom.
That's right.
What's for dinner? So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter OEM30. All right. So this hug comes from an email that we received and it says, "I have been listening for several months sporadically and enjoy each one of your podcasts. When I miss them, I tend to binge listen. I used your promo for Songfinch and my husband and I both cried when we listened to the song.
Awesome.
It was a birthday present for him and I couldn't wait until his actual birthday to give it to him. I gave it to him the same day they finished it. So great. I've been using your suggestions and tips for my marriage. Basically, the intimacy has been lacking, but my husband said yesterday he has noticed a difference over the last month or so. I'm wondering if that has to do with a little confidence in the bedroom. Just saying. And really, I just have to thank you guys for that. Thank you for being honest, being godly, and thank you for this amazing podcast. It's wonderful to be able to listen to a real Christian couple on marriage and intimacy. Keep doing what you are doing."
That's right. Not going to stop anytime soon. And I love it.
Absolutely not. And you know, this idea of creating more confidence in the bedroom or addressing how you can create confidence in the bedroom has really, it's been one that I've been sharing with Tony. It's been coming up in a lot of coaching sessions, right? And it's been coming up in, you know, conversations with girlfriends over coffee and just more and more. And you guys know that if we start to hear something a couple of times, that's when we bring it to each one of you. Because we know that if a few people are mentioning it, a whole bunch of people are thinking about it. And it comes when we start to hear comments like, "I just kind of feel nervous in the bedroom and then I start to giggle," or, "I don't know what she wants, so I don't know if I should initiate or not," or, "Honestly, sex isn't something we've ever really talked about," or, I don't know what to do in the bedroom. And, you know, this lack of confidence, you know, a lot of people are like, where does it come from? Or maybe you've never even identified it as a lack of confidence in your bedroom. You just know that your sex life isn't quite what you thought it would be or could be, right? And so you're like, what? Where do I deal with this? How do I deal with this? And, you know, first off, we've got to identify where it comes from. And so for some of you, and this was definitely me at the beginning of our marriage, it was a mindset, right? I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I could do it. I didn't know how to do it. And so, I was dealing with this place, and I run into this with a lot of women where women are told, children, I mean, by and large, children are told, but I think it's a message that a lot of girls get from a very early age that, you know, sex is bad, right? You know, good girls don't do this. Sex is simply, you know, to please your man and all this kind of stuff. And then we get into this place where, you know, sex is supposed to be all about what the guy does and not what the gal does. And so we get married and women are like, I don't know what to do. My mom never talked to me about sex. My girlfriends and I like maybe picked up a magazine or we talked about it, but nobody ever talked about like, how does a woman show up in her marriage in the bedroom?
Confidently. Yeah.
Right. It's not something that really gets talked about. And so there are a lot of women and maybe some of you listening today who are like, no one ever showed me or talked to me about having confidence in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And if that's you, keep listening. Mm-hmm. Right. Don't say, oh, at least I can't keep going on. No, keep listening to the show. Right. Or maybe your confidence has been wrecked by loads of rejection, right? Where rejection's been at play, maybe in past relationships, maybe even in your current relationship, right? Where you've heard no so many times that you wonder if you should even try. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is the one I hear from a lot of guys, right? She said no so many times. I've just kind of given up. I don't even know if I should. And ladies, just as a side note, I hear from a lot of you that you want your men to like man up and be more confident in the marriage overall. If you keep telling him no, just a little side note, you're going to see the confidence erode in all areas of your marriage.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got mindset impacting your confidence. We've got rejection impacting your confidence. And we also have body image. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many coaching sessions that I've had. And again, this was an area that Tony and I struggled with early in our marriage, where sex is only in the dark at night, where you come to bed fully dressed, you somehow manage to get out of at least part of your clothes in bed, you have sex, like I said, lights are completely off, you're completely covered, and you finish and then you get back into your clothes, and that's about the extent of nakedness together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as Elisa talks about these, you know, all of us have probably experienced them. I mean, as she's talking to it, you know, having confidence in the bedroom, even as a guy, that's something that was lacking early on in our marriage. And I would say for many years in our marriage until we started doing the intimacy lifestyle. And a little bit even before that, the 60 days of sex challenge and the 7 days of sex challenge have helped in that. But I would say the intimacy lifestyle definitely began to help me have confidence in the bedroom. And obviously communication, that's the emotional intimacy that we have together, really allowed for my confidence to soar in the bedroom. Our 19 questions to amazing sex, perfect segue to that, because you get to learn and hear and all. So I would say for that one, that was me. No, being rejected, that definitely destroyed my confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think Elisa would agree with that too. And when she is told no, or when she has been, when I have acted in a way, not maybe in words, I think for me, guys don't typically, and I don't even want to say guys, but I think some of us, instead of our words that we use, it's the body language, mm-hmm. and the nonverbal tones or actions we do that erode our spouse's confidence. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to say no to begin to deject and reject your spouse. It's the rolling of the eyes, the oh, whatever, the, you know, turning away from them, those types of things. So that one, and definitely a body image issue. Elisa and I have faced that, I would say, numerous times, mm-hmm. in our marriage at different seasons of our life, where she may not feel confident in the bedroom because of that, and myself as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it took us years. I remember we didn't even have sex with our eyes open until we had done, I mean, there was actually an episode like in the first probably
called Eyes Wide Open.
Because one of our listeners actually suggested, have you guys ever had sex with your eyes open? And I'm like, whoa, that seems a little vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, that would have been, you know, within the first year of the podcast. So 8 years ago, and we've been married almost 22 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. You talk about image issues,
mm-hmm.
right? And so these patterns, right, where we're dealing with poor body image, we're dealing with poor mindset, we're dealing with rejection, it literally can have you doing the same thing over and over again when it comes to your sexual intimacy, right? It comes to what's happening in the bedroom, because, you know, if you're dealing with poor self-confidence, you're not wanting the lights on. You're not wanting to see what's going on. You're mm-hmm. Like I said, it's the whole like crawl into bed in the dark. You know, you're not trying new positions.
Nope. The one or two or three work enough and call it good.
You're not wearing lingerie. Like I was actually talking to somebody the other day and I'm like, seriously, like you got to think of lingerie like gift wrap. Right. But it's better than, you know, the role you get at Target, because that you like rip off and you can't use it again. But you go out and get a great pair or a great, you know, outfit. He's going to take it off and put it. You can put it back on. He's going to take it off. You can put it. It's like wrapping paper.
And guys, same thing for you. That's just another way for you to be able to do the same for your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Get some great boxers, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Silk or whatever. I mean, there's so many different things. Go check out Amazon. We have an Amazon shop now. If you want to check that out, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop.
There you go. There you go. The other thing that makes it hard when you're lacking confidence is that it's hard to initiate. Because if you don't feel confident, you're definitely not going to initiate in the bedroom. You're not going to initiate sex. And you know, I mentioned it a little bit earlier in the show, but when you have a lack of confidence in your bedroom, it doesn't just impact what happens in that one room. Right? We like to think our lives are so compartmentalized that, you know, what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom, but it's not true. Right? The lack of confidence in your bedroom, it impacts how the two of you talk to each other. What that emotional connection looks like. It impacts the amount of time and the quality of the time that you spend together. Right? If you're not feeling confident about who you are, how you're showing up, then you're not going to be spending as much time together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to impact whether or not your marriage grows. Right? Because that confidence in the bedroom, it does push your marriage forward. I will tell you, the last 8 years, well, we've been doing the intimacy lifestyle, well, 60 Days of Sex Challenge goes back almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 8 years where we've really been, you know, in the intimacy lifestyle and just focused on this, my sexual confidence, like Tony's got practically a brand new wife. Not going to lie.
True. The
first decade versus the second decade, two different women. Right. And, you know, when you can show up in this place of confidence, everything changes. But what I want to share with you is that confidence is not a light switch. It's not something that you flip on or off, right? It's actually, if you can think of it like a muscle that develops strength over time and with positive interactions, right? You know, it's not like you can go to the gym and, you know, you walk in one day and you're like, great, I showed up. I got a six pack. I wish,
mm-hmm.
I wish that would be the light switch, right? But instead, if you want a six pack, you're going to go and you're going to train and you're going to have to train hard and you're going to have to do many reps to
get that. Is that what I have to do to get a six pack? Dang it. I thought I could just go to sleep one night, wake up, love handles are gone, six pack's good to go.
You're going to have to work a little bit harder than that. A little bit harder than that. But
right.
But the beauty of that concept, that it's not a light switch and that's actually a muscle that can grow and develop, is that it means that each one of us, you and me and everyone listening to this show, you can actually develop the confidence muscle, right? You can develop it and see what happens, see the transformation that comes in your marriage when you develop it. You're not stuck.
No, not at all.
I mean, some people are like, oh, well, I just have poor self-confidence. And I'm telling you, no.
Mm-mm.
No, you just haven't been equipped with the right strategies and tools to develop that, to say, I'm not going to live in this place. And part of that's mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be real honest. If you've been saying, you know, I've got poor self-confidence, it's because you've been living in a place where you've allowed yourself to just repeat that story over and over again.
Yeah. And it's something that is gained over time. And I think within the bedroom, it is something that is gained over time, and that confidence with both of you working together
mm-hmm.
to grow in this area. So it's not a light switch. It really isn't. I mean, I will say for us and for me personally in our marriage, there are times when I am super confident in the bedroom and there are times when I'm wavering. And I think that's just being human at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say that Elisa's doing anything lacking. It could be like she was saying, it's the spinning wheel in my head, Elise hasn't said a thing to me, but it's me talking in my head, bringing my own self down. And Elise's like, I haven't said a word about it. You're fine. So we also need to check ourselves there and what we're feeding ourselves. Because if you're feeding yourself a broken record, something that's saying that you're not good enough, then guess what? That's what you're going to get. Let's plant something good and let's water it and let's let it grow in terms of your confidence.
Absolutely. And we want to address the three key areas that you can develop mastery in. Uh-huh. To build this confidence in your bedroom. But before we do that, we want to thank this week's sponsor, HelloFresh. And I want you to remember that with HelloFresh, your favorite meals are delivered to your doorstep with those step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients. So you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And being a subscriber means less time at the grocery store and more time with your loved ones every single week. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter OEM30. Uh-huh. So those three key areas again. Mindset, body image, and rejection in your marriage, right? So mindset, we need to start addressing those messages that you've been carrying around about what sex is and what sex is not, about what you can and what you cannot do with your spouse within marriage, right? Because, you know, when I talk to folks and they're like, well, you know what? Sex is really, it's just for procreation. And I'm like, that's a message that you've been receiving from childhood. It is. Mm-hmm. And if you want to, you know, if they start bringing in, you know, the faith component to sexual intimacy, I'm like, I'm happy to share that with you. Can we please open Song of Solomon?
True.
Right? Because there's a whole chapter in the Bible where sex is more than just about making babies. Like, let me be real clear. And it's time to start speaking truth into your life about what sex is and what sex was designed to be within marriage. Mm-hmm. Sex was designed to be this place where husband and wife could enjoy one another, where husband and wife come together. It's the whole concept between two become one, right? It doesn't say in any of the wedding vows that I've ever heard, you are two and you will remain two.
Mm-mm. No.
Right? And so within that framework, you have to have a vision for what your confidence looks like in the bedroom.
And I want to just say here with mindset, to me, this is absolutely in your prayer life. This is your prayer life right here. What are you speaking to yourself and what are you praying for? Because if you want to pray some lackluster prayer of hopefully something may happen, this and that, and you're not focusing and you're not actually asking God for a miracle in your life, I think you need to start changing it up. Because that's where things start to break free and break open. When you can ask freely, Lord, give me confidence. Say it. Ask it out loud. Lord, give me confidence. That's how that he's a loving father. He wants you to have the best marriage, the best time in your bedroom. And as I've grown older and my kids have grown older, I look at my kids now. And this is the way I look at our Heavenly Father. And I'm not the perfect dad. And you guys know I'm not perfect. Heck, none of us are perfect. But I'm going to do everything that my kids ask. I'm not going to do everything, but I'm going to do the best that I can do to give my kids what they're asking for to the best of my ability. And we have a Father in heaven who can give us everything and anything we ever, ever thought of. And yet we keep our mouths shut and don't ever ask because, oh, I can't ask my dad for that. Why not? My kid's almost going to turn 16. Every day he's asking me for a brand new car or some sort of car. If you want confidence in your bedroom, that is what you are desiring in your prayer time. Ask for that. Mm-hmm. Lord, I desire a confidence in my bedroom that allows me and my spouse, me and my wife to connect at such a level that we see fireworks. Lord, bring that upon us.
Just as a side note, one of the first times that I ever prayed for sex was when Tony and I were doing the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. And I have never seen, I have never seen a prayer answered so fast or in my own mind, a miracle so quickly. And it was one of those things where I didn't want to have sex with Tony. We'd been off for a week and I didn't have the confidence to just re-engage with him. Mm-hmm. Right. I was in this place of just like, I'm done. I just don't have it anymore. And so I remember laying in bed, you know, ramrod straight. Right. Because let's face it, when you don't have confidence, you're kind of like a log in your bed. You're like, please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. And I'm just like, God, if this is going to happen, it's got to be you. It's got, because I got nothing. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, it was fireworks that night. And then I very quickly after said to Tony, I prayed for desire. And he's like, you did what? But I will tell you that broke something open in our marriage when I was able to say to my husband, I'm going to pray for our sex life. Mm-hmm. Right? Because all of a sudden there's a boldness that comes into your life. You don't have to be afraid to change your mindset, to go boldly into this area of your marriage. Some of you haven't been willing to change your mindset because you don't think that you actually deserve to have a good sex life. You don't think that a sex life is something you should even be talking about or thinking about. And I'm here to tell you, you know what? You were designed to have an amazing sex life with your spouse. It starts in your head. Your amazing sex life starts with what happens between your ears and what you believe that you can do when you show up in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just share a book. If this is an area where you're just like, you guys, this is where I'm lacking confidence in your prayer life. And I'll put the show notes in here, but the book is called Push, Pray Until Something Happens, Divine Principles for Praying with Confidence, Discerning God's Will, and Blessing Others. And I'll put that link here in the show notes. It is a fantastic, fabulous book that I've read multiple times. It's written by our lead pastor, Jürgen Matesius, here at C3 San Diego. I highly recommend it. And as I'm speaking this, it's a book that I'm going to be picking up myself, but do pick that book up. It's called Push, Pray Until Something Happens.
So the next area we need to look at is body image, right? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Because, you know, as you stand there in front of the mirror, and I would encourage you, if you haven't done this in a while, get in front of the mirror and don't even roll your eyes at me. Don't tell me how uncomfortable it makes you. Just do it. Just do it. Because you're going to look at, and I want you to answer the question, what body parts do I love? For some of you, it might be your eyes. It might be your arms. It might be, you know, a strong jawline. It might be your ears. It might be your calves. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, celebrate. Celebrate what that is. If you have that six-pack abs, celebrate them. Not everybody listening does, so celebrate yours, right? What body parts do you want to work on, right? Because you're looking at them. You probably saw them first. And now you're like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I have to celebrate. Okay, right? Start doing it. Right. Don't keep asking your spouse, you know, do these jeans make me look fat? Just do something.
Because we don't win. But we don't win when you ask that question. I'm just saying we're stuck in a hard spot.
And the flip side of that is, guys, when you're telling us about your love handles, just do something about it.
See, and I don't tell Elisa about my love handles.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while I do.
Every once in a while they do come out.
All right.
I don't make a big deal about it, but they do.
Okay.
Right. So if there's a body part.
There you go.
Get out and do something. This year, I'm doing the 1,000-mile challenge. Why? Because I realized at the end of last year that when you spend so much time sitting on your butt, it starts to spread. And I didn't like that. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get out and do something about it. So every day, I am out striving towards my 1,000-mile challenge. Why? Because I can do something about it. And that's what I want to encourage all of you. You know, what body parts, and this is going to make a few of you uncomfortable, what body parts have you never looked at? Right? And yes, I am talking, ladies, about what's all down there. Right? No joke. Some of you have never looked at your vagina. Right? Your gynecologist has seen it. Your husband has seen it. And you have no idea what you look like. You have no idea where the body parts are or what all is down there. And the truth is that if you don't know, you're kind of like shooting in the dark. Right? Get a mirror. Look at yourself. Just enlighten yourself. Mm-hmm. Go into a sexual encounter with your husband going, I know what that's like. I kind of know where things go down there. Like, let's own this. Ladies, for some of you, this is going to be the first time you've ever done it. It will be an eye-opening experience. But I'm telling you, if you want to have body image confidence, you got to know what your body looks like. Right? It's not just going to be like, poof, yeah, I think it all works down there. I spent years of my marriage not knowing. And then one day I'm like, huh. I wonder what. I got a mirror, right? It was life-changing. Because now Tony and I can interact on a different level because I know. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage each one of you to know. And some of you are like, whoa, Lisa, that's a really big action step. Yes, it is. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Be able to walk into your bedroom knowing what parts of your body you want to celebrate, what parts you're working on, and knowing what you look like from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And the last one is, the last area we've got to address, folks, we've got to address rejection. And we've got to be married folks that take rejection out of the bedroom on both sides of the marriage bed.
Yeah, it has to come out of both sides.
Right? We have enough rejection in the world that we don't need our marriages to be heaping on more rejection. Right? It's just, there's enough. Enough is enough is enough. And when you're not worried about getting rejected or hearing the no, let me tell you something. You want to see confidence soar? When we started doing the intimacy lifestyle, and Tony and I was like, a minimum twice a week, like this is how we're going to divide it. All of a sudden, I didn't have to deal with the grasping, you know, hands all over me type of thing, because Tony wasn't starving anymore. He had the confidence to know that I was a sure thing at least twice a week. So he could spend his energy doing other stuff because I was a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And let me tell you, the first 11 had a ton of rejection. So it was a process of baby steps. And let me be real clear here about this whole idea of rejection in the bedroom. When you're withholding sex in your marriage, it doesn't just hurt your partner that you're withholding sex from. The rejection doesn't just hurt him or her. It hurts both of you. It erodes the foundation of your marriage. It destroys the connection that the two of you have. It's not just a punishment for the other person. This is why rejection has to be one of those areas that you're like, you know what? I'm gonna work on creating a no rejection zone. I'm gonna sit down right. And we're gonna implement the intimacy lifestyle. And if you haven't heard that episode, it's episode 140. Right? We're gonna create an environment where we are saying yes, not no. And when you know that it's a yes for the two of you, let me tell you something. You can walk in with that confident body, with those thoughts in your head saying, I've got this. I know I can initiate because I know the answer is a yes. And let me tell you, going back to the quote that we opened the show, self-confidence is the most attractive outfit. Let me make sure, the best outfit. Self-confidence is the best outfit. Rock it and own it. And when you do, let me tell you something, your sex life is going to be the fireworks that Tony mentioned. It's going to lead to that extraordinary marriage, because when you are confident, everything else changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does change, you guys. And it's amazing what happens when you go through these one at a time. Look at them. Look at it. I mean, we're all in different stages and different areas of our lives right now. We're each taking on different things that might be impacting our lives. And yet, I think we can all agree that there's nothing sexier than confidence. Mm. There's nothing sexier than confidence. Because when you can both, and I'm not talking about a confidence where you guys are both like trying to go head to head with each other. I'm talking about a confidence where you guys are both on the same team going, this is awesome. I loved it when Elisa was just saying, you know, for you ladies, look at yourself, learn your body. Man, I'll tell you, for me as a husband, when she began to do that, and even to this day when she talks to me openly and honestly about her vagina and what's going on, man, I'm like, this girl knows what's happening with herself. To me, that's like, I love it, because she knows herself so well. She portrays that and she can share that with me. And then that allows me to confidently be able to walk into the bedroom knowing that, hey, if I'm going to touch her here or there or whatever, that brings her pleasure and joy. So her confidence increases my confidence, and my confidence of who I am increases hers. So if it is an issue with me with a body image deal, this is an example. That's bringing me down. Then I need to make the step to make that change. Because when I walk into the room confidently feeling good about my body, she is going to sense that. Mm-hmm. And that will allow us to have the lovemaking session that we both desire, the sex we both desire. So each of you, it may be different ones that you're working on this week. encourage your spouse to pick one of them and look at it. It's not a, you have to go through these one, 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 two, three, whichever one works for you, go for it. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week and we'll catch you next week. We can't wait to hear all your stories, all your hugs. Send them in at hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com or you can call in at 858-876-5663. We love you guys. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you next week.